I got these niggas in my mention saying it's gay to suck dick. Boy, they check me out like that right here. You hear me? Nigga, they ain't gay to suck dick. But check this out, Woody. It ain't never been gay to suck dick, you hear me? It ain't never been gay to have another nigga put his dick in your booty, you hear me? That ain't homosexual. My nigga, it's only homosexual if you think it's gay, you hear me? Check this out on the side, though, Woody. Y'all niggas think it's gay? Shit, I might as well just flatline one of y'all niggas, you hear me? Straight like that. You hear me? Because it ain't gay to suck dick. Y'all niggas that's making it gay, you hear me? Woody, check it out like this right here. See, a nigga like me, you hear me? A nigga like me, you know, I suck dick about a good, like, 5 times a day. You know, it's a good mouth exercise, so, you know, when I'm in the booth, you know what I'm talking about? I get good fluctuation in my mouth, you hear me? I get that saliva dripping and shit in my mouth, you hear me? So, what would they? It ain't gay. You know, that dick in your booty, you know, loosen up your thighs a little bit so that when you run from police and troll, my nigga, your thighs all loose and shit. My nigga, you run from troll, Woody. Woody. Them troll hollering at you, yeah, Woody. Them troll dumping on you, yeah, Woody. Your booty all loose, Woody. You hear me? I don't know why I'm saying Woody, though. I'm from the south side. Y'all niggas from the east side with that homophobic shit, you hear me? But check this out right here. 92 boy. You know what I'm talking about? So go ahead and suck that dick. It ain't gay, my nigga. Suck a dick ain't gay, my nigga. It's only gay if you make it gay, my nigga.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, July 25th, 2016. Coming up on the program today, Ode to Vaginoplasty. Plus, Thursday Lane is over. All you white guys not farting in his face. Radio spots for Boobtropolis. And why do man have to have inflated rectums? All this with your voicemails today on TV.
Why does man have to have such a sweet rectum?
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
What's the juice? What's the juice?
Hey, everybody, Tim Henson with you. Starting a new week of programs. This right here, of course, is Distorted View Daily. I've been very busy. Didn't have much of a weekend. I was working so hard for you. I did a mini program for Sideshow Freaks. Did a new morning sickness. The first one in 3 years. You probably noticed that on your feed. And if you didn't, stop this podcast right now, go watch that thing, and then come back here. Also, I did some behind-the-scenes stuff for the sideshow, posted some new RSS archives, specifically for 2004, 2005, and 2015. I mentioned that on the sideshow mini-program. But the reason why I'm bringing this up in getting these archives ready, it's such a pain in the ass. I have to go and edit every entry and update the correct location for the MP3 files and yada, 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 right? I stumbled across a very interesting intro to the show back in 2005, actually from May 27th of 2005. Apparently, I captured audio from an internet radio station called K-Sex Radio. This was a real thing. And it wasn't, you know, just like a guy in his basement, you know, running a shoutcast server, kind of like I do, like when I do my live radio stuff, right? This was like, you know, this was a funded company called K-Sex. And according to Wikipedia, the programming was all about pornography, the adult industry, and other sexual topics. It was one of the only adult internet radio stations specializing in news and current events in the United States pornography industry. And instead of having DJs, they had PJs, which were porn jockeys. These were, you know, porn actresses and porn actors who were given a time slot on K-Sex Radio. Now, in the episode of DV, I mentioned that I spoke with the K-Sex Radio people about potentially having them purchase Distorted View Daily or me doing something for them. But then I wisely—I can't believe I did that. I don't remember this at all. But when I was listening back to this 2005 show, I talk about it a little bit. I apparently wisely decided that maybe I shouldn't hitch my wagon to K-Sex Radio. It's surprising because if they were offering me money, can't believe I would have turned that down. You know, 2005. This was before the sideshow. This was right when I started the podcast. Anyway, here's just a little bit from K-Sex Radio. These were some of the ads they would run. See, I wasn't so much interested in their radio programming. I was fascinated by the commercials they were running.
Check out our Asian Frenzy with sweet Asian pussy spread open for your enjoyment. At 4porno.com, we have Boobtropolis. This site is a tit lover's dream. Huge tits all waiting for you. You like wrestling? At Blow, B-L-O.
I love the way he says Blow. To this day, I remember that. Blow.
Wrestling? At Blow.
At Blow.
B-L-O-W, the beautiful ladies of wrestling. We've got naked-ass female wrestlers ready to fuck your brains out. You'll probably also like Dancer Dorm, featuring the world-famous dancers of Rick's Cabaret, with a dozen hidden cameras watching these women party and fuck.
Those were the only type of ads that were running on KSEX Radio. Commercials for, like, porn sites. And it kind of reminds me, it's like the modern-day equivalent to porn VHS tapes. Some of you old enough to remember VCRs and stuff will remember this. You'd go to a porn store, pay $50, $50 or $60 for, you know, a triple X tape, right? A film. And you'd pop it in, and the first 10 minutes would be advertisements for, like, 7 or 8 different phone sex lines. I played you audio from these things before. You know, we've done both versions. Like, late at night on cable, they'd have, like, the softcore line. Me and my friends want to talk and share all of our secrets. Well, the VHS versions were a little more explicit. Me and my friends want to open our big fat gashes and let your cock in. You know, like, it was just obscene. Not even sexy. It's like, all right, well, we get to swear and say whatever we want, so they just took it to the extreme.
Extreme!
Rape my sloppy snatch. Tear this worn-out pussy up, just like my dad did when I was 12. Call now. It's shocking. So I wanted to play some new old VHS phone sex commercials to illustrate what I'm talking about, but I don't have any VHS porn. Luckily, there's a whole community online that is ripping VHS tapes into digital format. Now, last time I played some of these, they were straight phone sex lines, so I went and downloaded some gay porn. I know, ew, right? The things I do for you. I'm personally disgusted by this stuff, and I deleted it off of my computer once I got the audio. Well, I either deleted it or I put it in a hidden folder called Tim's Secret Stash J.O. Material Spank Bank on a network drive so I can access it anywhere. All right, so this is what I'm talking about. This is a phone sex line commercial that aired right before an actual porno video started.
And if you're good, if you're really good, maybe Daddy will let you suck his pretty cock.
Yeah, you want to suck that cock, huh? Suck that cock.
The video is just like porn scenes.
You want me to fuck that ass? What are you looking at? Yeah, that's what I thought.
You asked me a question. You want me to fuck that ass? What are you looking at? Stop looking at me. Just answer the question. Do you want me to fuck you or not? There's no need for eye contact. Okay. Call 1-900-SOCIALLY-AWKWARD. What do we have next here? I'm just going to play this last one, then we'll move on, I promise. 1-900-MEAT... 1-900-MEAT-RACK.
I know why I pulled you over.
Oh, it's like a cop thing.
Something that dick. Yeah? Mm. That fat dick in your mouth? Mm. Nice from that.
I know one way you can get out of this ticket.
Go work that ticket off, huh? Yeah? Fuck that.
Actually, calling 1-900-MEAT-RACK would be more expensive than just paying the ticket, because it's $4 a minute. You know this cop's going to keep you on the line for, you know, like 20 minutes or something.
Cool, huh? Like to take orders? I'll do anything good, because I like to give.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought I was only doing 55, sir. Oh,
hey.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I had to yield at the roundabout. Fuck me. Fuck me for speeding in a school zone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought I was only doing 55.
I love that. All right. So that's kind of what KSEX Radio reminded me of. It's fun to go through the archives of DV. You never know what you'll find.
This is the radio station that gives a fuck. KSEXRadio.com.
Speaking of classic bits, remember that old Peaches song that I loved? I played it a few times on DV, or parts of it.
sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time like Blondie. Check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all of the time.
That's Peaches and her song Fuck the Pain Away. Well, I was just checking out the Distorted View chat room where someone posted a new music video by Peaches. This song is entitled Vaginoplasty.
This is big and I'm proud of it. You could dig in and out of it. Make a crowd of it, bow down to it. Won't be long till you drown in it. An extra tongue is extra fun. He's extra hung, bring an extra son. Wanna join in too, got room for you in my Lucy Loo. Happy pig and truffle. Suckle, snuffle. Up against, stuffing it. Up in it, are you up to it? Vaginoplasty. Why do you ask me? Vaginoplasty. I keep it nasty.
Lots of vaginal imagery in this video. It is posted on YouTube, so I'll provide a link on the show notes if you want to check out Peach's new song, Vaginoplasty. Speaking of YouTube, their biggest sensation in years is back with a new video. I, of course, am talking about Thursday Lane. Now, he's the guy that wants white guys to fart in his face. And I feel like Distorted View helped discover this guy. He later went on and appeared on, whatever, that Tosh.0. Now, we haven't featured a lot of Thursday Lane recently because, you know, his videos are repetitive, to say the least. Other words that come to mind, incomprehensible and ponderous. Fucking ponderous. Anyway, I do like to hear him freak out. He's very upset with, I think, white people in general. And in this video, he threatens to find a new race to fetishize. Oh yeah, white people, your days are numbered. He don't want your beef cream farts anymore. Or your silver trout farts.
White people, I'm gonna give y'all the ultimatum even though y'all don't need me. I did this because I care about y'all.
Black farts matter.
Y'all don't care about me. I want someone to build with. If y'all don't get together, I'm done with y'all. I may find another race of people. I'm tired of putting my love out there, my heart out there, and y'all don't give a fuck. No, don't you tell me to have a good night, Russ. I want someone to build with. Is it because I'm black? Is it because I'm not light-skinned and pretty enough? Is it because I'm not dark-skinned and a fetish? White people, I'm not playing. Come and see what I'm about.
It's kind of like he's trying to force us to fart in his face.
I'm tired of, as a black person in my race, people look at me as not black enough, or someone to take advantage, or someone to have sex with, but not someone to build with. I'm tired of people playing games with me.
I'm guessing he means, like, build a relationship, right?
Get together or I'm done. Someone come to Philadelphia and help me. I'm sick of y'all letting people like me back when I want to put my love and art to it.
I know the words he's screaming are in English, but none of this makes sense.
Like I said, I want to get into porn. I'm tired of y'all manipulating me. I'm tired of all that fucking life.
Don't manipulate him. Come on.
I'm saying I'm this, I'm too this, not this, but people are behind closed doors have sex with me or see me like I'm not good enough. I'm trying to be a writer. I want to build.
Oh, good grief. I mean, we've seen some of his writing. It's how I would imagine a retarded elephant would write. It's like large squiggles on a piece of paper. I mean, this guy's not a writer.
And y'all get here or I'm done. I'm done.
He has quite the imagination, though. I'll give him that.
Stop playing games. Or better yet, is there anybody black out there I could build with? Or anybody Asian, Latino? Because I'm tired of white Americans y'all playing games. I'm tired of it. Stop playing games. Stop making people like me.
I think he's just trying to make us jealous or something. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not attracted to white people anymore. I want black people or Asians. I don't think you can just turn off a fetish like that or, like, who you're attracted to. I mean, sure, preferences change over time, but it's not like a light switch. Little asshole. Trying to say he's not attracted to white people anymore. You want my cream farts, you know it.
Stop making white people like me that want to beg and y'all eat it up. Help or I'm done. Help! I want someone to see that I'm sincere. I was starved for nothing. I'm sick of people manipulating me. I'm sick of it. Stop manipulating me.
Did you guys catch what he said at the very top of the video, the very beginning?
Hey, people, I'm going to give y'all an ultimatum, even though y'all...
An ultimatum. Like, A-L-L space T-O-M-A-T-O. Like, the red vegetable slash fruit thing. This is our aspiring writer here. Giving us an ultimatum.
White people, I'm gonna give y'all the ultimatum even though y'all
don't. Okay, that's enough. Thank you, Thursday Lane. Real quick, before we get into the news, one more clip to share with you. Last week, we played a bunch of clips from a porn director who was making fun of some of his performers because they had scars, like cut marks, on their arms. They were former cutters. And rather than let it slide by, he would point it out and then just berate them. So I've got a couple more examples of that because I'm a monster and I think this is funny.
I mean,
someday someone will love me for it.
I couldn't take you to Christmas dinner and be like, hey, here's my fucked up girlfriend. She looks like a carving board, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, have you thought that far in advance? Obviously not.
No.
No. I don't think. I'm kind of stupid.
I'm just a dumb little girl. A worthless, dumb sack of shit.
Just not like, hey, that's a cool tattoo. That's pretty stupid. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. It's covering something up. What's it covering up?
Yeah, she's got like a tattoo that is pretty much just solid ink from her wrist all the way up to her elbow. It's not even a design. It's just one solid tattoo.
I have cuts all over my arm.
You're not the first. I mean, we get a lot of your demented types, you know? Why? Like, what's your story?
Well, I'm a paranoid schizophrenic.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. What exactly does that...
Is she allowed to be in porn? Like, don't you have to sign a bunch of consent forms and shit? I don't think she's in the right state of mind to you know, be consenting. It's kind of like when retarded people go to vote. They're not allowed to do that, right? Isn't there a law against retarded people voting? If not, there should be.
I see things and hear voices. And...
Oh, boy. Lovely.
Yeah.
And what do these voices say?
Cut.
They call me names.
You sure that's just not, you know, the men around you?
So I'm like wondering if, you know, the voices in her head are telling her to cut herself, or if that's how she gets the voices in her head to stop.
Yeah.
Like us, like.
Because if that's the case, then I don't feel right making fun of her.
Cunt, did you hear that? Was that a voice in your head? Because that really happened.
Yeah, I heard you.
So, you hear these voices, do they tell you to do that?
Yeah.
They tell you to hurt yourself. Mm-hmm. Can't you just, like, not be weird and not do it? No. I'm normal. You know what I mean? So, like...
Well, I wouldn't say that.
This kind of weird shit, I don't deal with it. You know, because I got my shit together, my fucking brain's right. You know, so when I see weirdos and creeps and everything, it's fascinating. Like, I want to know why.
By the way, he's putting you in that category of weirdos and creeps. Now, hike up your skirt so I can jam my cock in your cunt. Here is one more example. You can watch all of this if you want to see these messes over there at eFuck.
Might as well just point at it, because you know what I'm going to draw attention to.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, point at it. Go ahead.
She's got more than cuts. It looks like bruises or like red mark. I don't know what's going on with this. Her thighs.
Point at it. There you go. Let me zoom in.
Yeah.
Ooh. This fucking disaster. first of all, what is it?
I have cuts and burns.
Oh, burns!
What were you burning yourself with?
Fire.
A knife.
So you were fucking heating up a knife and burning yourself.
Yeah.
God, do you know how stupid you sound?
Yeah.
Fucking nuts.
And why?
Because I wanted to get attention and just... stop being fat and...
How about maybe stop eating all the fucking junk food? Right? So, what did you do to get... Well, did you get skinny? Because you ballooned back up.
Someone get her a hot knife. She's going to need it after this interview. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news! Right now. Like this dumb podcast? If so, consider signing up and becoming a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. It's our member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Many of them now are in convenient RSS feed format, so you can listen to every single old show just like you would listen to a normal episode of DV. You can select whatever episode you want. Very cool. Plus, every week we do bonus material just for paying freaks. Did a mini program this weekend. Got some more chunklets set up this week, hopefully. And also, on Thursday, we'll be doing a Sideshow exclusive program. So check it out. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Memberships are very inexpensive. And the other way you can always support DV is to pledge a few dollars at our Patreon. We are so close to our first goal. Less than $100 from our first goal. So that's really cool. Check it out. Patreon.com/distortedview. Just a couple of ways to support this stupidity. All right. Support the distortion. STD. There's another STD for you. DistortedView gives you lots of STD options. All right. Three quick stories. Then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a 10-year-old boy has died. What a way to start the week. You tune in to Fox News, CNN. What are they talking about? Hillary. The DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, whatever the hell her name is, and the convention that's taking place. It's a bunch of bullshit. No one wants to hear that. These are the type of news stories that the mainstream media refuses to talk about. And I think it's just as important as some fucking cunt running for president. All right, don't isolate that audio. All right, a 10-year-old boy has died after fellow workers at a textile factory reportedly inserted... it's going downhill. You can already tell where this is going. The second I said inserted, they reportedly inserted a compressor hose into his rectum and pumped air into his body. Blew that little fucker right up. Like a balloon!
Hell, you can shove anything up the rectum.
You sure can, Mom. You sure can. The alleged attack took place at a factory in... Oh, fuck me. Narayanganj, Bangladesh, yesterday afternoon. Police told local media the boy had a high-pressure nozzle forced into his bottom before he was filled with air. Those nozzles, by the way, are not that large. It's not like they shoved a fist in his ass or something. Hashtag, no hyperbole. Acting like this was some big, huge raping. They were just joshing around, having fun. A little tomfoolery. All right, he was admitted to the nearby Dhaka Medical College Hospital with a bloated stomach and pronounced dead at around 4 p.m. local time. I wonder if they attempted to administer, like, anti-gas drugs. You know, like, when you're feeling bloated, you pop in, I don't know what it is, Pepcid or... Pepto-Bismol or something, I don't know. Could you imagine the ass stink that would come out of this kid if he was able to expel all of that air that was inside of him? Because, you know, it's mingling with his gut flora. I don't know, I'm trying to sound smart. You know, his ass juices. It's mixing with his ass juices. I forget who I'm talking to. You're a bunch of idiots just like me. Poop particles. The air was mixing with poop particles. I mean, if the gas in his stomach didn't kill him, I would guess, like, expelling that much air with a lot of force might kill him, too. You know, it might blow his asshole wide open, he could start bleeding. He could have died a million ways. I wonder how many PSIs were of air pressure were inside of him. Alright, a doctor said he might have died from air filled through his rectum. He might have. Well, how else would he have died? He came to the hospital because they filled his rectum with air. Of course that's how he died. So, I'm going to take a stab here. All right, several people have been detained by police over the boy's death. Last year, a 13-year-old Rakib Holader died in the same way after he quit his job at a vehicle workshop. Two men were sentenced to death for the killing, and the case led to protest over the country's culture of child labor. Second story we have for you today. This one comes to us from New Albany, back here in the United States. America. A woman is in jail after police found her husband bleeding from a stab wound in his chest in New Albany on Friday. When police responded to the 200 block of Graybrook Lane at around 11:30 a.m., they found the man sitting against a tree holding a T-shirt against his chest. The T-shirt was soaked in blood. The man told police he had gone to pick up donuts for his wife. He was trying to do something nice for the bitch, 37-year-old Michelle Nelson, but the store didn't have the type of donut that she normally gets. When he returned home without the proper donuts, Nelson reportedly got upset at him for not knowing what else she liked after being together for several years. Boy, this is like the perfect man versus woman argument. What a wonderful representation of the differences between men and women. So, like, all right, in the guy's mind, he goes to the donut shop. They don't have the right donuts, so he just leaves, right? Maybe he picks up a few. You know, like, give me a plain cake and a maple custard filled or something. All right, so he grabs a couple, maybe. All right, so in his mind, he's done all that he can do. In this case, hey, they're out of the donuts that she wanted. I just got a couple others, or, you know, go back tomorrow. That's it. In the woman's mind, he has done less than the minimum he should have done as a boyfriend, because he could have called her from the donut shop and said, honey, they don't have your donuts. What should I get you instead? Or even better, he should know what type of donuts she likes. She's thinking, this asshole doesn't know anything about me. He never pays any attention to me. Maple custard donut. Who likes custard in their donuts? That's so disgusting. Cold, wet pudding oozing out of dough. That's nasty. Cream is the way to go. Always cream. So, you know, he gets home with the wrong donuts or no donuts, and she overreacts. I mean, we're talking about a donut here. Worst comes to worst, go back to the donut place and get a donut. If you were that hell-bent on eating a donut, the donut shop couldn't have been that far away. But she just, you know, had it with him and stabbed him. This is just, you know, it's typical man. He doesn't want to ask for clarification. It's the old cliche, you know, like, oh, the man will never ask for directions if he's lost. He won't look at a map, anything like that. He knows where he's going. He knows the best way to get there. He knows the best donuts. He knows what she wants. And he's inevitably wrong. And in this case, he got stabbed for it. When he returned home without the donuts, Nelson reportedly got upset at him for not knowing what else she liked after being together for several years. The man told police the argument escalated and he tried to leave the home. Bad move. Nelson allegedly blocked the door and the man pushed her out of the way. That's when Nelson reportedly lunged at her husband while holding a grill fork. The fork punctured the man's chest. The man told police he pulled the fork out of his chest and left the home. Nelson allegedly followed him out the door and continued yelling at him. She wasn't even sorry that she stabbed him with a fork. My theory, and I could be wrong about this, is that maybe she was just holding the grill fork. Maybe she was making lunch or something on the grill, and she didn't mean to stab him. But after she stabbed him, she had to kind of own it. I told you the story with my mom and my dad fighting over like the grammatical correctness of a phrase or something, and my mom lifted up her coffee cup and accidentally hit my dad in the teeth with the coffee cup as she was gesturing, and but she owned it. She's like, no, I meant to do that, you know. You just have to own it. All right, so the neighbor said blood was running down the man's chest. The neighbor also noted that the couple had been fighting about every day recently. Okay, well, maybe she did mean to stab him. I could have been wrong about that. The man was taken to Floyd Memorial Hospital. Doesn't sound like a hospital I'd want to go to. Floyd. Hospital is in a trailer park. Dr. Floyd is toothless. You walk in and he's holding like a Dremel tool or something. Like just stuff he has in the shed. All right. Ooh, you don't look so good. This is going to require surgery. I better get my circular saw. All right, finishing up here. The man was taken to Floyd Memorial Hospital and treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Police told the man that he may face a battery charge. He's the one that got stabbed. And that the couple's child was taken into custody by the Indiana Department of Child Services. Nelson is preliminarily charged with aggravated battery. I'm a newsman. She was booked into the Floyd County Jail on a $75,000 cash surety bond. All right, enough of that. Final story we have for you today. A suspected cannibal has been arrested after he killed a married couple before boiling their heads in his kitchen. I always wondered the proper way to prepare a human head. Apparently, you boil it first, to soften it up. All right, the 64-year-old man told Russian investigators that he dismembered the bodies using a saw. Oh, Dr. Floyd. Having been inspired by movies. He boiled their severed heads on a gas cooker before flushing body parts down the toilet, causing a blockage in the Soviet-era apartment block sewer system. Well, that was his downfall, I think. Plumbers investigating the blockage in the building in St. Petersburg made the gruesome discovery. They alerted police, who managed to trace the crime to a communal flat where the man confessed to killing the couple he shared the apartment with. Apparently, they were bad roommates. They were disgusting. They'd use the toilet and they wouldn't flush. I'd go in there having to, take a pee. I look in there, big turd staring at my face. So I chopped them up and I flushed them down the toilet. Payback's a bitch. All right, actually, he told officers that his housemates were alcoholics and he was fed up with their frequent partying. The killer claimed he had no criminal record. But, all right, I understand. All right, let's see, you're fed up with these people. Ask them to move out or just kill them. Why do you have to, then dismember that? Maybe he was just trying to get rid of the body parts. I don't understand the boiling of the head, though. I think he wanted to feast on them. The killer claimed he had no criminal record. Yeah, ask the criminal. They tend to be trustworthy. All right, we'll take your word for it. All right, the killer claimed he had no criminal record, but police are investigating whether he ate his victims after boiling their heads in a saucepan. Definitely sounds like he was preparing something to eat. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. A lot of voicemails coming in from our Patreon supporter line. Let's check in with a few of these freaks. These are new voicemails.
Hey, Boo. Granny Blood's gone again. I just wanted to let you know the reason I have to leave so many calls on your voicemail line is that used to I could hit pound and then a menu option to re-record whenever I fuck up. Because I usually call when I'm really drunk and or driving, or both, whatever. And so that's why. Because now whenever I press pound, it doesn't work. I don't know if it's my phone because I fucking smashed it or what. But anyway.
Well, I wonder if there is an option to re-record your message on the new Oh God voicemail line.
Love you, Boo. And I hope you have a happy birthday. I hope
yes.
Your Amazon wish list up to date because I'm gonna go drunk buy you something off of there. All right.
I don't even think I have an Amazon wish list. Someone asked me for I should make a Steam wish list as well, which I think I added something. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention, by the way, anyone who is thinking about getting me a birthday gift, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And of course, I'll talk about it on the show. But you don't have to do that. Actually, you do, please. The other thing I wanted to mention is someone, occasionally I'll get on PS4. I haven't been playing a lot of video games aside from Splatoon. Gotta fucking beat those Japs. They're you know what? The thing with Splatoon, though, let me tell you. If you are a Splatoon fan, people have figured out how to hack Splatoon, right? They figured out how to, and there's a lot of cheating that goes on. And I'm not just a sore loser claiming. If you look up Splatoon hacks, you can, make it so, you have, unlimited, special weapons and stuff. It's not fun anymore. And the Japanese people are always doing it. They're sneaky, those Japanese. I'm very angry with the Japanese. That's all I play with on Splatoon. I don't know. That's the only people that are playing this game are Japanese kids and me. But anyway, so I haven't been playing a lot of PS4. I'm waiting for No Man's Sky to come out, which is coming out beginning of August. I think August 8th, 9th, 10th, something like that. And so I definitely am looking forward to that. But anyway, I got on PS4 recently just to check things out or play Netflix or something. And someone messaged me and said, hey, I've set up a Distorted View group or community. And I thought that was pretty cool. So I joined it. I don't know what you're supposed to do. I think you can leave messages for people. So if you're a fan of PS4, and I know a lot of you are, you've been adding me as a friend. My username is Distorted View, I believe, all one word. You can join the Distorted View community on PS4. And I think it's just Distorted View or something like that. Just search for Distorted View. Yes, caller. Next up. I think this is a blank voicemail. Empty voicemail. Okay. Next up here, got another one from our Patreon supporter line.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Axeboy here.
Oh, boy.
I'm drunk. I'm doing prank phone calls on the internet. And I do a pretty good voice called, a character called Miriam. And
oh.
Hello, buddy. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, everybody. This is Miriam. I could be Miriam's sister.
Yes, she's a home.
Delirium.
You know, a bird, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. We're just two bitches trying to get laid. You sound attractive.
Sure, and her fanny is quite moist, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow, I just wanted to say hello.
Hi, Miriam.
I love you, and I'm also a fat man.
Oh.
And I'm a long-time Distorted Views Sideshow listener. I've been listening.
You say he was a fat man? He's a fat man and a sideshow listener.
It's like 2007 or so.
Yeah, that's about when we started the sideshow, right? And I think it was November 2006.
And yeah.
Oh my god, I will have been doing the Distorted View Daily for a living for 10 years, right? So we started in November 2006, a few months when November rolls around. 10 years of this. Who has a job for that long? Like, this is pretty impressive.
Sideshow listener, I've got your...
I'm impressed with myself.
You know, the poster that was all fucked up and printed wrong. And, you know, I'm happy to display that on my wall here. So, you know, thank you. You make my days enjoyable and,
You know what I'm always talking... I'm still thinking about 10 years of doing this show for a living, right? And I always mention, you know, it'd be so hard for me to find a real job if something ever happens. How would I explain 10 years of not working? You know, because I can't tell them what I did.
Timothy LeBaron.
Hold on, LeBaron. I'm freaking out here about my potential future. Like, how would you, I guess I would just sort of make something up. Like, I ran my own internet company. We did web, I always say I do web design work. Which I don't know anything about web design, but it's easier than explaining what a podcast is.
Timothy LeBaron calling about a couple.
Although I recently made the mistake of telling someone, oh my god! So I made the mistake of telling someone that I was a podcaster. It's this woman who owns a tea shop in Columbus. I go to mostly for Lord Douche because I'm a coffee man. I'm part of the coffee generation. Anyway, so she just asked me, hey, where have you been? What have you been doing? And for some reason, I started talking to her about the podcast, and she was like way too interested in it. Like, oh, really? What's the web address? And she went to the website immediately as we were talking. And the first thing she did was she's like, oh, you misspelled some words on your website. I'm like, oh, that looks professional. But anyway, what was horrible about it is the day that I told her about it, I was on the show, I was talking about some racial thing. And just like the N-words were flying out of my mouth. it was just horrible. Like, I always tell people about the show on the worst day possible. It's like when I'm just really being awful. So I can't go back to that tea place anymore.
Timothy LeBaron calling about a couple things. First of all, the window, I care. So I don't recall how this guy started listening to your show or when, but in the first few years of your show, he had ramped himself up to the point, you know, where to get on your show, he, you know, masturbated with Orgel and just lost control of his bladder for a few days after that. And I can't remember if this was before or after the fallout, but if you'll recall, he also wore a diaper.
Yes.
And defecated into it on camera for you.
Yeah.
And
that reminds me, we need to call that adult baby back up.
I can't remember. I think that was after the fallout. So you had
Someone suggested, and I don't remember if it was in an email or a voicemail, someone suggested that the next time I talk to the adult baby, I try to get him to smear his dirty diaper shit on his face. Like camo paint.
Or something at some point. Because that wasn't mentioned in Corey's Every Breath You Take song. And I feel like it would have been if it had happened at the time. But anyways, so that's how he started, you know. First he, or Matthew Orgel, then he got together with like Sharon Murkowski and like decided, Tim, your show has gone downhill and you need an intervention. So he contacted Sharon Murkowski and said, listen, we need to organize a intervention for Tim. And she laid the fuck into him. She called him a fuckard.
Oh, really? I don't remember that.
Read the direct message on the air. If I could go back and I'll try to go back and find that.
Yeah, what happens is when I stop giving people attention, like too much, like, you know, Window Licker was featured, I think, relatively frequently on the show. And then we just sort of moved on, right? We were done with him. And you know, there's other stuff to talk about. And then I think, you know, people get angry with me and they're like, wow, your show's really gone downhill.
Episode where
they lay into me.
Read the message to the Window Licker because it's just fucking hilarious. But anyway, so
that
happened and then the fallout and, you know, he stopped. Shut up for a while, and then he came back with a dice.
I don't even remember that because I've talked to Window Licker over the years. I have such a shitty memory
or something. I haven't gotten to that point.
Forgot he was a total dick to me.
If you'll recall, I can't totally recall. It was in a voicemail a couple of years ago, and I'm not 100% sure it was the Window Licker, but he's calling him saying he was either on the run from investigation or, like, the cops were after him or he was, like, on the
definitely
way.
Definitely sounds like the Window Licker.
To a mental asylum or something.
Yeah.
Like, he was on the, he was a criminal or something. I can't totally recall. And it was a voicemail.
His most recent post on Facebook said that he's Jesus Christ, right? And he set up a GoFundMe account to get people to donate to him so he could live.
Oh.
But then in the GoFundMe, he's like, I don't need the money. It's just, you know, it's just fun money for me, Jesus Christ. He's like, anything I don't use, I'll donate.
He doesn't say anything. Like,
I have a feeling there would be no money left over.
That probably makes more sense here, you know, with the whole, I'm Jesus, pay me money thing.
Like, yeah, I talked about that on the side.
What the hell is up with that guy? Now, second thing, real quick, I know it's 2 minutes in. Spiral Handfucker, listen, I love Spiral Handfucker. And I want him to be in a better place. Now, I feel like the freaks need to come together and, like, make some sort of formal ultimatum. Syndicate ultimatum for the guy. Like, I feel like...
The problem with Spiral Handfucker is I don't know when he's acting, and I don't know what is real. Like, I want to feel compassion towards him. Like, I would love to, you know, I don't know, send him a basket of something. Like, a cheer-up basket. But I don't know how much of this is made up, you know, and bullshit. And how much of it is really him suffering? Obviously, he's in a bad place mentally.
The new outlet. Like, I love the guy, but
he kind of has always been all over the place mentally, right?
Every time he calls in, it's just, like, stressful for everyone, and I don't know. Freaks, what do you think? Tim, what do you think? Okay, sorry for the one voicemail. It's just a lot of that, you know?
I don't know. I wish I could get a hold of Spiral Handfucker and have a real conversation with him, but I don't think that's going to happen. All right, couple more voicemails, and then we'll get out of here. And, you know... Let me tell you this. Some people do not like LeBaron because he calls in so much. But I think this is a perfect example of why I play his voicemails. He had a lot of content, right? He was talking about a lot of information that I didn't remember. Talking about stuff that we discussed on the show. Good points. That was a good call, LeBaron. And he didn't call me faggot once. All right, couple more voicemails and we'll get out of here.
My name is Florida Man. And I can't get sentences out without thinking about them.
Wow, everyone loves to pick apart Florida Man. Like, I never noticed that before. This guy is saying, like, Florida Man can't speak without pausing all the
Florida
time.
Florida Man, and I can't get sentences out
with this
without thinking about them. Real hard. I have a job that probably pays garbage because I don't have an education.
I'm sure Florida Man will call back with all of his credentials and education history.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It is Sideshow Freak Tom from Long Island.
Hi, Tom.
I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
So you were playing the clips of Loud Orgasms the other day, and you were like, I haven't heard this yet, so let's see what's in here. So is that just the way that you do the show when you find clips? Like, do you just try out different things, and if it doesn't end up being funny, if you don't put it in, like, how much...
Sometimes.
How much actual...
I like to be surprised with you guys, but I also want to know what I'm getting into. So, say, like, I've got a 2-minute clip that I want to play, right? If I listen, I'll listen to, like, the first 10 or 15 seconds, and if I realize it's good... then I won't listen to the rest. Or if there's like some dead spots where I'm like, oh, this is not very good. I'll sort of like jump around and just listen to a few seconds to see if there's anything that I think is going to be good throughout it. And that's sort of how I do the show. Sometimes I'll listen to the whole clip.
Hey, Tim.
Sometimes, though, I want to be surprised.
Sideshow member Bagacom here. I called, like, 2 days ago.
Same with the news stories. I don't read all the news stories through. Like, I'll see the headline, first paragraph or something. I'm like, okay. I mean, you can't go wrong with a boy dying by, you know, air hose up his asshole.
Talk about Cheerwine. I've also been catching up on shows, and on the 14th show of June, some guy called in.
That's a weird way of saying it. The 14th show of June.
And talking about it. So you already know about it, so yeah. Fuck that. Although I do have another soda related question. Do you really give a shit about the setup marketing fight between Mountain Dew Pitchfork and Baja Blast? Because...
Well, yeah, I give a shit about that. It's the biggest news story in America. If you don't know, Mountain Dew occasionally will do a like contest. They used to call it Dewmocracy. They might still call it that. I don't know. They've done it in the past before, and sometimes there's like 3 or 4 different variations. They'll sell different variants of Mountain Dew. And whichever one sells more or whichever one you vote on will become a true Mountain Dew flavor that you can find always in the store, right? And this summer they're doing it again with Mountain Dew Baja Blast, that flavor that normally you can only get at Taco Bell. Although last couple summers they've done, you know, they brought Mountain Dew Baja Blast in 20-ounce bottles for the summer. But this year they also brought back Mountain Dew Pitch Black, which was a flavor that came out in the, I think, early 2000s, and it didn't do very well. Then it came back in a second form called Mountain Dew Pitch Black 2, which was, everyone agrees, is like the worst version of that. And then I think last year or a couple of years ago, they brought it back. So they keep bringing this back every once in a while. Well, now they're pitting the two against each other, Baja Blast and Pitch Black. For those of you that don't know, and I'm guessing most of you because you probably don't care, the results are in. And surprise, I thought Baja Blast was going to win. But I should have known that since Pitch Black is a little more scarce, because you can always find Baja Blast at Taco Bell, right? Pitch Black, though, is a little more special. That is the flavor that won. So, for all of you Mountain Dew Pitch Black fans, got some great news for you. You'll be able to find it everywhere from now until eternity. in the stores. It is an official Mountain Dew full-time flavor. Congratulations, Mountain Dew Pitch Black. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I don't know. Am I talking to anyone? Is anyone still listening to this? I want you guys to email me. Email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it OH GOD?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought I was only doing 55.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you want to contact me, show at distortedview.com. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/distortedviewshow, at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram. And you can always find me in our IRC chat room. Party like it's 1997. We're on QuakeNet over there in the Distorted View chat room. Information is up at distortedview.com. We will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye! Bye-bye.
Wheel 4 to Red Star Patrol. Do you read me? Over.
Red Star Patrol to Wheel 4. Yes, I read you. Over.
A woman? What in blazes is she doing in a spaceship?
I am Major Vaslov of the Eastern Space Patrol, Captain.
A woman pilot?
Nearly half our pilots are women, Captain.
No wonder your ship's falling apart.